And here is the Writer's Almanac for Friday. It's the 17th of February, 2017. It's the anniversary of the founding of the International Committee of the Red Cross, founded in Geneva, Switzerland, 1863. The man behind it was a Swiss named Henri Dunant, who 4 years before had witnessed the Battle of Solferino, the last battle of the Italian War for Independence, at which nearly 40,000 people were killed or wounded, and Dunant was appalled visiting the battlefield that no one was offering any aid to all of the people there. Puccini's opera Madame Butterfly had its premiere at La Scala in Milan on this day, 1904. The audience hated it. They hissed and booed. Puccini closed it after one night, revised it, opened it later the same year, and it was a big hit. It's the birthday of the novelist Mo Yan, born in Gaomi, China, in 1955, the first Chinese citizen to win the Nobel Prize in Literature 4 years ago, best known for his novel Red Sorghum, a novel of China spanning more than 50 years of the Shandong family. Mo Yan, born into a peasant family during the Cultural Revolution, he worked on a farm as a cattle herder, later in a cotton factory, then joined the army where he began writing his first novel entitled A Transparent Radish. And it's the birthday of the crime novelist Ruth Rendell, born in South Woodford, London, 1930, author of more than 60 books, many of them featuring Chief Inspector Reginald Wexford, a rural policeman, overweight, a little sloppy, but happily married. Here's a poem for today by Maria Mazziotti Gillen. My father was a young man then. Only 16 when he came from Italy, alone, moved into the Riverside neighborhood, full of Italians from Cilento, all of whom spoke the same dialect, so it was as though they'd transported those mountain villages to Paterson. At first, America was terrifying, English, a language they could not master, but my father was a young man then, and he became friends with other young people, and they learned how to take buses and trains, or to borrow a car, and off they'd go on the weekend to Rybrook or Coney Island, free from their factory jobs, on the weekends, reveling in the strength of their bodies, the laughter and music and the company. My father was a young man then, and even when he died at 92, he never lost the happiness that bubbled up in him, the irrepressible joy of being alive, the love of being with friends. I imagine him at that time, before he married my mother, before we were born, before he had a tumor on his spine that left him with a limp. Imagine him with his broad smile, his booming laugh, his generous spirit, his sharp intelligence. Imagine him as a young man, his head full of dreams, the love of politics and math, the way he carried those qualities all the way into old age, though his legs failed him, though his body grew trembling and frail, his mind never did. When I'd arrive at the house all those years after Mom died, he'd smile at me with real pleasure. The young man he was at 16 would emerge, sit in the room with us, and laugh. A poem by Maria Mazziotti Gillen, My Father Was a Young Man Then, from her collection What Blooms in Winter, published by NYQ Books and used by permission here on The Writer's Almanac. Supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, now available on iOS devices, subscriptions available at poetrymagazine.org. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.
Since you appreciate hearing great poetry and prose each day, sign up for our Writer's Almanac newsletter. You'll get today's poem, extra daily history notes, and more. Keep in touch and subscribe today at writersalmanac.org/newsletter.